Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Avion. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to know. I'm getting a bill from you for 50 some dollars. I need to know what it's for. You know,
should I have your zip code?
78256.
78256, first and last name.
Anna Frederick.
All right, thank you for that. So just give me 1 second to see if I can find an account match your information. I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
My phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
210-508-4569.
So I found an account here. Could you verify your address for me?
21806 Chaucer Hill, San Antonio, Texas, 78256.
So there was a purchase here for a heart rate monitor. The $54.95 was a heart rate monitor.
No.
Yes, ma'am. So the $54.95 was for a subscription to the Consumer Buyers Club. That's the company that supplies that heart rate monitor.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, ma'am. So we'll state it in the terms and conditions.
No, ma'am. I have never. Listen to me. I have no idea what you're talking about. A heart rate monitor.
Would you like me to report the account as fraud, ma'am?
You can report it as fraud, and I want it to stop immediately.
Okay, so give me 1 second. I'm going to notate your account and get you transferred over to our fraud department.
A heart rate monitor.
Yes, ma'am.
You see, my credit card company notified me, and they said it just didn't add up that I paid $54. They said from I think February and March, and they couldn't figure and they notified me that now here it is 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm calling because I can't sleep because I'm upset over this.
Yes, ma'am. So I did notate the account for you. I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so that they can further assist you with those charges. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you over?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.